Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Monday. Mainly cloudy and little sunshine here and there, maybe for a while this morning. High near 41 degrees for today. Might see some precipitation coming in by this evening. Temperature-wise around the area this morning, it's 22 at this hour. In the Kenosha area, 17 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 24 and 20 right now in Racine. About 125 or so this morning, it lit up the sky. The Kenosha-Racine area, a lot of folks saw it. Law enforcement definitely saw it. They were talking to each other about it quite a bit. A bunch of citizens called 911, wanted to know what was it. Apparently, it was a meteor. One police officer saying it was huge, that bright light in the sky. Another agency indicating they had it on a squad video. More than a few citizens' videos of the bright light itself, or at least part of it, have been posted online. In parts of Milwaukee County, a sonic boom-like noise was also reported by a bunch of folks. Southeast Wisconsin, though, apparently not the only viewing point, as reports of this bright light have also surfaced from other parts of the Midwest, Michigan, and Indiana, including one comment, "I'm still shaking. Saw the hugest, brightest burning ball of fire coming from the sky. Thought the world was ending." UW Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford is one of three finalists for the top job at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. In an email to Parkside staff on Sunday, Dr. Ford said she views the potential move as, quote, "a progression in my career," unquote, and a chance to be closer to members of her family who live near Louisville, Kentucky. Wright State describes itself as a research university with nearly 18,000 students. The school's current president is retiring at the end of the current term. Dr. Ford is in competition with at least one other Wisconsinite, UW-Platteville Chancellor Dennis Shields. He's also identified as a finalist. That third individual, according to the Wright State website, has not been publicly identified. Ford is right now on the day two of a three-day campus visit following a full schedule of both public and private meetings with the staff, the students, and members of the community there. She's been Parkside's chancellor for the past 7 years. The Racine Common Council at tomorrow night's meeting is going to be referring an item from 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee that seeks repeal of council action taken in 1935, creating what were known as remonstrance districts, the result of prohibition being repealed, and which appears to continue to still be a factor in holding back any alcohol license applications in the West Racine area.
Been aware on and off over the years of this concept of West Racine being dry. It came in particular to head for me a couple weeks ago when, after a West Racine Business Association public input kind of meeting, I was contacted directly by somebody who was considering opening a business in West Racine and had heard about these remonstrance districts, as they are called, and asked about the status of it and whether it would impact his proposed business.
Alderman McCarthy telling WRJN News the goal at the time was to ensure that drinking establishments could not be opened in the middle of neighborhoods, which is now covered by zoning ordinances. He adds the remonstrance district statute got repealed, but three existing districts in West Racine have historically and to this day fueled the confusion about beer and wine licenses for establishments, including restaurants. He believes this communication, if it's eventually approved by the full bench of aldermen, and possibly after a public hearing, will end that confusion, perhaps even inspire needed West Racine business development. Well, it wasn't quite the 2004, but it should be way more than enough to reclaim the Guinness Book of World Records title of most people in a Bloody Mary toast held inside one of the greenhouses for Milliger's on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia. Store-filled parking lot got crowded very early. It led a bunch of folks having to walk in from blocks away to help beat the mark of 1,100 set last fall down at Florida, which had eclipsed the 637 mark established a year earlier at the business. Events marketing director Kara Kading calling it a fun event that brought a lot of people together for a cause. Also a chance to salute Milliger's president, Chris Riesdorf, on her 29th birthday again. It's up to the folks at Guinness to whether the 1,967 signatures will be accepted as the new world record. Ahead of the Racine Park and Rec Board on Wednesday, considering the desire of Fisher USA to buy 3/4 of an acre of Pierce Woods from the city to expand its business, Redevelopment Authority this evening at 5:15 at City Hall will be talking about a tax reinvestment program incentive for the business. That would be a property tax break totaling just over $116,000, covering a 10-year period. Requirements would be existing job retention, plus creating 20 additional full-time positions, or a prorating of the incentive with anything less. Right now, Racine's Water Utility has grant money to reimburse contractors who submit bills for homeowners on projects to replace lead pipes. There's this new proposal out from State Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay that would allow local water utilities to provide direct financial assistance to homeowners.
All of the communities throughout Wisconsin, we do have a chart that shows the lead laterals across the whole state, and it's an estimate, pretty significant. And the monies that have been available so far to help with this have been inadequate.
The GOP lawmaker noting right now municipalities really have very few options to help customers who really want to remove their lead water pipes. Racine and Kenosha moved quickly on the available grant money to do so. Racine's water utility focusing on homes that they also have street projects in front of. The Redevelopment Authority for the City of Kenosha's got a 5 o'clock meeting coming up at the municipal building. The only item on the agenda involves Zizzo's Scrap Iron and Paper Dealer properties at 1320 52nd Street and 1323 50th Street. It's an intergovernmental agreement between the RDA, Kenosha County, and the state DNR to, quote, facilitate U.S. EPA time-critical removal action and implementing public health and safety actions at those properties. Same item is on the Kenosha Council agenda tonight during its 7 o'clock meeting. Also on that agenda for the council, a contract with Azarian Wrecking of Racine to raze the former Garbs store at 5801 6th Avenue, one of several downtown business sites targeted toward redevelopment. And barring a deal between now and September, Kenosha County will retry Mark Jensen for the murder of his wife almost 19 years ago. That could end up with a price tag bigger than any other criminal case in local history. District Attorney Mike Gravely tells the Kenosha News $80,000 is the project cost as of right now, based on the 4 to 5 weeks mentioned by Special Prosecutor and one-time DA Robert Jambois. Gravely says the good news is that the county previously budgeted for this case, so that money is still available. Most of the costs will be going toward making witnesses available. Jensen's previous conviction reversed on appeal because of a letter from the victim that told police consider her husband if anything happened to her. That letter, not a part of the evidence for the retrial, though. Jensen accused of antifreeze poisoning his wife back in 1998. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.